Shalom on both sides. Everyone can hear me? Give at us. You can hear me? Everyone can hear me. Good. Okay. Let me just finish up our previous topics. Now, went through the Machlokes Rav Dimi and Rav. Most Rishonim don't take a stand and tell us exactly what, how they pass Rav Dimi or Rav. Rambam does, and the Meiri does. Meiri makes a point that the parshas of all the sugyas is pachas yosa, like the Rambam says. That lo sishovu bishmi la sheker is covers achalti vo achalti ocha velo ocha. And obviously, and that there is only balyach. Does the shua also have balyach? So in here comes the Miriam and says, no, doesn't. Either possible, doesn't seem to bother. Tos makes the point that you have to say shua has balyach. Who does the Mary Paskin like? He has a surgical psak. Because of all the different sugyas to put the sugyas together, it's a little bit like Rav Dimi, a little bit like Robin. It's its own, the stomach of the shas. Okay. The Rambam, the way the Kesem Mishnah learns, Paskin's like Robin. Okay. Now, the problem is, what does the Rambam do with the whole idea of Bayach and Ashur? The Rambam never has Malkus for Bayach and Ashur. Does he have Bayach and Ashur? Well, it'd be simple to say, it would be very simple to say that obviously Bayach was Isurim and the other is Shekin. And as we'll see in the immediate next sugya, it's the Rimigar certainly says, besides what he says in Hatfosa, there's a Chalosi Surim in Shulas. Shulas Shul Ochal Kikaze has it in a Macholos Asuras. Rimi Gar says it very clearly. We'll see the Rambam says it very clearly. The Chalosi Surim. The Chora, that has nothing to do with Sheker. Now, comes in the Kesef Mishnah and says, so why is there no double Malkus? There's a possible ish ki yidanel Hashem uishav ha-shvur lezim ayachal devaro. So he quotes a Rivosh. Rivosh says, it's like the Rambam kevel alav. Now, normally I would have said Rambam kevel alav is very difficult because all the Rambam says in kevel alav is you don't double up. And here we do double up. So here it's not just doubling up. Bayachad Varu includes something extra. The Hainu, it's Nedet, not included in the social Bishmilashik. So I said, if you take a look carefully at what the Rambam says, and say from it, it's Kufayin Tess. Losa says Kufayin Tess. Now, if we, well, hold on 1 second. Now, take a look in Los Hasays about Schwarzen. He says, Mitzvah Kufayin Dalit, his Yeronim Lechol Of Tomei. Mitzvah Kufayin Hei, his Yeronim Lechol Sheretz Of. Okay. Lamar Yisala called Sheretz Ha'Of. He's in Kufayin Vav. He's not allowed to call Sheretz Ha'aretz. Koloam v'hachipusim v'hadom alem. Zo nikra Sheretz Ha'aretz. Now, the Rambam has created a brand new losase. His whole theory of Keva Olava was going to fall apart if you didn't have this losas. And Lechol Toloim Hamasyaldim Beperos Bizroim Umeish Yel Kulyeto Sheta Osanazroim Osan Peros Bizroim. Okay, he says the way it's interpreted, I have a different mahalach, but that after I wrote it five times for Torah Chazal and Science, people didn't understand it, so I said it, skip it. But it would seem from here, I don't believe it's true about Arias. Okay, Ram believed in spontaneous generation, and that this is, Ram has a separate law sasa for, spontaneous generation. Okay. There is no specific law, say, for Sheretz Hamayim. So then he has a general. He's on a echel, as a Sheretz Shiyah, built a Yichud, ben Sheretz Ha'ov, ben Sheretz Hamayim, ben Sheretz Oretz. Now, Al Tashaksu Nafso, Sechim B'chol HaSheretz HaShoretz. So now, this comes. Now, does that mean? So here he begins. There's some people who say that every Sheretz Ha'aretz and every Sheretz Ha'of is Lokishnayim. One, Al Tishak Shnafsechim B'chol Sheretz HaShoretz. And also Sheretz Ha'of, Sheretz Ha'aretz, and Sheretz Ha'mayim only gets one Malkus. Ram says, no. You don't just like the Torah says, Lo Silbashatne is twice. You don't get two Malkus. It's Kefa Olavim. Here, the Torah added, Al Tashak Shanaf Shok Sechem on Sheretz HaShoretz. And the only thing you get, the overlap with those two Lavin of Sheretz HaOf and Sheretz HaOretz, you don't get Malkus, but you only get Malkus once. That is for Sheretz HaMayim. And the whole purpose of this law is to add Sheretz HaMayim. Comes along the Rivash and says, this is very similar. We already know Lo Sishovu Bishmila Shekem. Since we already know Lo Sishovu Bishmila Shekem, so what do I find from there? I find from there that the whole purpose of the Shakta Nafshoseh B'chol Sheretz HaShoreit, the whole purpose of Oyachal Devaro is only to add on Neder, because you already know. So I said, that's fine. But wait one second. It ain't so simple. Why? Let's just take a look at the Rambam and see what this forces us to say. The Rambam says here in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, that if halacha base, and if you say he says that if you swear hegeshua without the shem Hashem, it's asur, but you do not get malchus. Now let's just read it. Anishbech ma'abir min eshuos heilin piatz mishpiyachemitz. And I was in Nishbal Shekem, Misham in Eshuas. He says, love is for using the shame. The Posek says, very simple. What happens if he doesn't mention the shame Hashem? It's also, but it's not Malkus. Hatfosa is also, but no Malkus. So the attractive idea is to say that it's no Malkus, but no, that, let's say, take Hatfosa. The attractive idea will say it's by Yachal Devaro, but it is not It's not also Bishmila Shekel, but wait one second. The moment you say that, so Bal Yachon Dvarim comes to tell me something also about Shua, that Zachalos Yitzurim without Shua B'Shem Hashem. So therefore, Lo Shov Bishmila Shekel can't take care of the whole thing. That's not so good, because then the whole Rivosh falls apart. Bal Korchach, you have to say, if we're going to defend the Rambam, like the defend the Rambam, like the Rivosh wants to defend the Rambam, so then we're going to have to succumb to one conclusion that the Rambam has two levels of the law. Say lo shishov b'shmila Hashem. The mafurish b'kra is the Shem Hashem. Apparently, he has the law mafurish b'kra, and also on the lo shishov b'shmila Hashem, and you don't get malchus. To add, because that the Bal Yachon cannot be coming to add anything about Isurei Shua, because if it would, I wouldn't be able to justify the Rambam Kol Sheet of Kefal Olam. Now, this is going to be what the Rambam holds about Bal Yachon and Chalos Yisurim. That we'll see. All of these things will continue to develop as we move through the parak. Now, we saw Kiddush. Tosus quotes the Gemara Nozeh. The Gemara Nozeh says, and it says, then he becomes a Nozeh. Okay. Take a look at the Mefarish. The reason this is very critical, would it be only the Mefarish, we'd have less of a reason to defend. The Ritva in a number of places in Shas, quotes Ra and some other Rishonim, quote Rashi as saying the same thing. And Rabbeinu Tam, when he disagrees with this Mahalach, quotes this Mahalach in the name of Gaonim, among them, Kolonim, or Harav Kolonim is Ishromi. Is one of the transition period between the Gaonim and the Rishonim. Rashi quotes him with tremendous Yiras HaKadosh. What does it say? It says that if a Nozeh says Nozeh, he is muted to drink Yain Mitzvah edition of them. Now, so we have to understand why is it that this is different than Shusha Esniyai. And the Mefarish and Nazir explains, because it's like Nishba Levatalas HaMitzvah. Okay. Nishba Levatalas HaMitzvah. Well, this is a Neda. Neda Cholam Levatalas HaMitzvah. Number one. Number two, so I understand. What is he coming to tell me? The difference is not between neder and shvuah. This is whether it's chal and gafra or it's chal and cheftz. And since nozir is a gafra, you are not allowed to drink yayin, and therefore, what happens when he has a mitzvah to yes drink yayin, then it's then a mitzvah and the itzah shvuah bump into each other. And that's nishba levatalas mitzvah. It's not a din in shvuah, it's a din in isurei gavra and isurei chafetz. That's what he says. With that in mind, so what is the difference then if I take a shvuah? Sure, there's an essay, Kachol Yotzim Yipiv Yasa. Kachol Yotzim Yipiv Yasa. Kachol Yotzim Yipiv Yasa. So, Bal Korch, you have to say something. I don't have all of my svarim here. In the Ginzi Agrach, he brings something, the name of Reb Chaim. There's a long letter of Reb Chaim to Reb Zalman Sender, which is printed in the new Chiddush Agrach al HaShas. And it's also printed as a certain old kovetz of letters of Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim says, "Kachol yotz mi piv yaseh is not a if that is true, then I understand perfectly. Where does a mitzvah to do something become v'aseh? And I take a neder that creates an isur to do a v'aseh in its gavra and the hafla and the mitzvah deraisa collide, but it's not chal. To understand this, there's a Gemara in the Nedarim that we're going to be using in the next few often. It would be if we could look at it now. It's a Gemara to Zion on the base. The Mishnah says, to Zion at all. Rav Kahn Mas Amar Rav Gidl Amar Rav Tivumi Masne Amar Rav Gidl Amar Shmuel. Minayin Shenish Bon Lav Rala Mitzis. Hana. Shenet Talmud Lama Lo Yachal Dvoro. Dvoro Lo Yachal Avo Mechel Hu Lechavtze Shemayim. If I take it to Bal Yachal, if it's only my words, I'm not allowed to violate it. But if I'm not violating my words, I'm doing something, the Chefte Shemayim, so then I'm allowed to violate my words. Maishna Neder, Yachsid, Ishkir Neder Lashem, O Yachal Dvaro. Shuanam, Yachsid, O Yishova Shu Lashem, O Yachal. Omer Abayi, Hodi Omer Hano Asuka Lai, Hodi Omer Shu Shu Anem and Asuka. Omer Rove, Vachimitz, Islanis Neder. Is this the marker? So the Gemara has, yes, this is a marker. The Gemara says, "Chad lemifter, chad kron mifter mekor ben shvu, chad lemifter mi lav de shvu." So, if I take it simply, this Gemara is telling me that there's Bal Yachal in Shavuos and B'mechel Hu L'Chavtze Shemayim. That's what it's telling me. Okay, so there's another marker, Akiva Shavuos, here's another marker that there's Bal Yachal in Shavuos. One is the Lav, one is the Korban. Wait one second. If there is no love, then there is no carbon. So from here, the Rambam learns that the carbon is also shavu b'shmilat sheker. But there's another problem of a loss, I say, by Yachol. There's exerus cause of mechul l'chatz shemayim. Okay, now, so what happens? What does mechul l'chatz shemayim say? Chatz shemayim, if I talk about Chefze Shemayim, my chiyuvim, They are not included in Bal Yachal Devara. And that is exactly. The Nazir is not included in his Neder or in his Shvu. And here, so if I'm not talking about my Chiyuvim, I'm talking this Sukkah is also to me, had nothing to do with my Chiyuvim. So then does not involve the Mechul Chatzis Shemayim. But if we're talking about my chiv to drink yayin, and my isur gavern not to drink yayin, that's like a shvua, not to make kiddush. So that l'chora is that. Now there are a number of questions on it. And one of the automatic questions is the question of Menachas Chinuch. Here it is, b'kolel. If I take a shvua, shelo ochel matzah kol hashana, and I bump into Pesach, we will see in the future. Very quickly, we're going to begin to see it. It's going to be a major issue. It's going to be chal. Because the moment it's chal and chanak, it's chal and Pesach too. Here, what did I ask? I won't drink yayin at all. So it should by kolel, this is Menachas Chinuch kash. It's a terrorist food, a very sophisticated terrorist. Okay, this is one kash. What is clear from here is that l'chora, according to the Mefarish, and according to Rashi, and according to Abklon and Mrs. Roman, that there's a chiv to drink yain kiddush v'yain abdolah. A, is that Kiddush Abdullah deraisa, Kemar Al Rishonim say. That Kiddush Al Hakos is deraisa, Pua say. That the Chiv to drink it is deraisa. That's even a bigger Chiddush. Now, what that means, that Tosus points out, Hamavar Tzor Shiyita. That Rabbeinu Tam was not willing to accept. Not willing to accept that. And there are too many Gemaras, he felt, that were against it. Or in third parakeet of everything. What happens in making Kiddush on Yom Kippur, it says, you'll give the ayin to a Yanuka. Someone's not chayim and tainis to a chayla. This is so that, how they deal with all the Gemaras. That's a little outside of Moscow. But we have here l'chora. We have here an amazing sheet. Now, my Rebbe Zichrono Levracha was unwilling to be makabel as the chiv to drink midoraisa. He found that was a little too far fetched. So, what he felt was something else. Mechel Hulu Chesed Shemayim. Says what? That Chesed Shal Mitzvah cannot become also. Okay. That's, and Yain Kiddush, Yain Abdullah is a Chesed Shal Mitzvah, and even if you would say there's a kima mitzvah, it does not apply to yayin shel shvua. My problem with that is I still don't understand. Mas is a chavsa shel mitzvah. Sukkah is a chavsa shel mitzvah. That's why I don't know how he dealt with that. It could be I discussed with him, but I don't have that discussion in my notes. But that's why I prefer to say, as difficult as it is, that these people are of the Shita, that exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is rejecting straight up. That the Te'ima itself is part of the necessity, the rise of Kiddush and Abdullah. Now, here there's another Kiddush. The other Kiddush here, that Abdullah is the rise. Most people feel that Havdalah is the Rabbanan. But they apparently say that Havdalah is the rice. And there is, and this is even according to Rashi. There is a famous Chuvas Rashi. A famous Chuvas Rashi. And it's Nogea very much Lahalocha. It says like this. What if someone walked into the room, here Havdalah, and missed the Borei Priya Gofen? The case was someone asked Rashi. I walked into the room, I missed Borei Priya Gofen, and my Yotze with Havdalah. Rashi says, Havdalah yes, Kiddush no. Why? Because Kiddush is a din in Su'udah, and therefore you have to mitzada the Su'udah Shabbos ala kos. Rashi ain't can Havdalah, it's just you have to say it ala kos. So, what does that mean? Where is that lamaisa? Very, very much lamaisa. Goes like this. Anyone who ever saw me make Kiddush, saw me make Havdalah, knows. I sit down for Borei Priya Gofen for Kiddush. I stand up for Borei Priya Gofen of Havdalah. Why? Because you sit down to be multi people Borei Priya Gofen. In Kiddush, you have to be multi people Borei Priya Gofen. In Havdalah, I don't have to be multi people Borei Priya Gofen. So, and that's based on this Chuvas Rashi. So according to Rashi, even though I don't have to be motzi anyone else with the Ein Havdalah, if I make a bracha ala kos, the halacha mavarach sof shiyito, still I as the mavarach have to drink. Now, the question is as follows. I always wondered in this Rashi. Let's say I'm making Havdalah, I already was Yosef Havdalah. I'm making Havdalah for somebody else. Do I also have to drink according to Rashi? I don't know. This is the inyanim that are in it. So we'll come back to this at greater length, at much, much greater length when we get to Kolel. Because Michas Chinas Kash is a very powerful Kash. So if it had only been a kash against the Mefarish, no one would have worked hard. But the Ritva brings it was Rashi. The Rabbein of Tam brings it as many Gaonim who held this, and he names by one by name, Ruf Kolonim and Shlomi. So therefore, we have to take that seriously. And the apparent thing that Rabbein of Tam was fighting was the consequences that the Te'ima itself did the rice. That Rabbein of Tam. Yes.
If the mitzvah of Kiddush was not to drink it, was just to be Mekadosh on wine, then the Cheftza Shel mitzvah is just a Cheftza that I'm able to be Mekadosh on it. So then why does it make it? He's not answering a Cheftza Shel mitzvah. It's still, he's just saying I can't drink it. He's not even the Cheftza Shel mitzvah is anyways just a Cheftza.
I have just mentioned Der Chagim, my Rebbe said it. I have 20 kashas. I at the time, you know, I can tell you, he mentioned it. I have to take it seriously. I don't understand it. I have 20 kashas on it. So I'm not going to defend it because, you know, I remember many, many of my conversations with him, especially the year of Shavuos. It was a year I put in a tremendous amount of time in Shavuos. But I don't know. Now, with this, we have the next sugya. Next sugya, we begin Achila. Now here is a sugya in Yuma. Sugya in Yuma says, if you have a Gemara Yuma, I ain't give them a base, I ain't dollar them out. Go through that sugya very, very carefully. Because the sugya says Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan says this is the rice. So learned out from Kol Chayim, it's Chazli, it's Daruf. Reish Lakish says Drabon. Now it's Kol Chayim, so it's Drabon. It's also the rice. Why do I have to have the svara of because it's the roof? This we'll see. Some achronim took it very, very, very seriously. We have to, and I'm giving you two examples. And I'll give you an example with the Me'iri. The Chacham Tzvi asked the question, why there is no by Rabbi Avotzer Chatzi Zayas? Why we don't say, And he says simple. Ozzy is the roof means this mice later on will become part of a mice avera. And if this mice will later on become part of a mice avera, this mice already is awesome. If at 12 o'clock I have a chatzis ayis, and I get rid of it, and at 1 o'clock I have another chatzis ayis, if it's achila, the matzur, if it's all the achila's bras, by Rabbi Amatzah, not matzur. And even if the first chatzis ayis is still around, the aver begins at 1 o'clock. So the holding on to it from 12 to 1 was never part of a ma'aser. So says the chacham. Ishak Azariah says something else. Let's say 20 seconds before Shkia, I eat a Chatzi Zayas. And I don't have time to eat the other Chatzi Zayas. So it's never Chatzi Zayas. The Me'iri goes much further. There's a Gemara that would seem to say, and the Rambam paskens that. Let's say I take a shvua, I will be ochel chatzis zayis nevelos atreifes. A shvua is chal. I is levatos mitzvah, is it the raisa. So there are many terutz into that. The Me'iri says, do you know why? Because as long as I was Magala Das, I was only interested in a chatzis zayis, it shows I have no intention of a full zayis. That's a much more radical thing than any of the other read, than the Chacham Tzvi or the Shachar Tzvi. He says Chosid Yitzvah. Now, to where does this apply and where does this not apply? Chatzis Shirosimah. You take a look in Shabbos, Tafai, and Dalet Omer Aleph, where Asakash Fichim Mutale Ephos. Is it mutter to be mavashal on Shabbos chatzishir? So Rashi says, why not? So Rashi says, you know, why not? Because chatzishir osam in Torah. Versus v'chimuta le'efos levashal. So Rashi says, and it's Nisa Dorais. Take a look in the Rambam. He says, Nisa Dorabonin. So according to the Rambam, Chatzishir does not apply Minatora. Two Shabbos. Take a look at the Rashbam and Baba Basra. Rashbam and Baba Basra says, it doesn't apply to Shabbos because it's Melechas Machshavos. But if you take a look, and we're going to come back to this Magid Mishnah. Correct. Aleph Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halachot Zayin. He says the din of Chatzishir of Torah is only a din of Macholos Asuros. Only a din of Macholos Asuros. Therefore, it does not apply to other things whatsoever. So now, you take a look at Rabbeinu Chananel in Yuma, and that's Sukkia. He seems to say, and this is, he seems to say, be careful with it, that, what's the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? What does the word Achila mean? According to Rabbi Yochanan, Achila means kosher. And therefore, the Aveira Losocha called the Aveira is kosher. The Sepa, Lochla Moshe Misina, I only get no onesh for a Kazayas. With that in mind, we're going to go through all sorts of difficulties in our sukkah. And Reish Lakish says, Losocha called the Aveira, Achila is a Kazayas. Is a Kazayas. What is the machlokes between them? What is achila? So it means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if I over on the isur lo socha kol nevela, then I am over. I eat a chapsi zayas and over lo socha kol nevela. But then clearly the whole machlokes between the two of them only applies to achila, because what are they talking about achila? And on Shabbos. Doesn't apply b'chlal. Other places doesn't apply b'chlal. That is the pashtus of the Rabbeinu Chananu and Yuma. Now we have a Mishnah and Shavuos. Mishnah and Shavuos says what? Is the machlokas whether or not the machlokas here shlo olcha v'olcha. Called Shulchayim. Talking about Osir. Give me Rebbe Kiva. Amru lo the Rebbe Kiva. Eichem atzin v'ocho called Shulchayim. Shulchayim. Says Rebbe Kiva. Eichem atzinu. Medabit maybe korban. She's a medabit. Maybe korban. Says Rashi. Bishvil bitul di buro. Why you chayav korban? Bittul diburu, shekin. Even if you're bittul diburu, after bittul diburu, she'om elo ochel daito less atzma kol shem. But I said I won't eat. And the word achila normally means a kol shem, so it's shekin with a kol shem. That's it. Not isur achila. It's for bittul diburu. And one of the Chachamim who disagree with that is now. If so, what about a Chalti v'lo a Chalti? If Rabbi Akiva is saying that the word Achila implies Kol Shehu, not only for Osit, but it's also going to apply it for Ava. Chalti v'lo a Chalti. And so, and the Chachamim agree with that, or they don't agree with that. If a Chachamim think that the word enechanami, the word achila applies, but it says if we put in what I just said in the name of Chananu, that I endowed here, so, and the Chachamim say what? Say the word achila is a din chiyuv. What do they say? Chayiv? Din chiyuvim? Like Rabbi Yochanan? So then, and do they agree with Rabbi Kiva? So then, ochalti v'lo ochalti. It's not isuri achil anymore. What is it? It's sheker. And sheker they agree, but they say this is isuri achil, or they disagree what the word achila means. Now, we have a klal in the Dorim, in the Dorim, halacha chaloshim in the Adam. So, what are they talking about? What loshim in the Adam is? Go out. Up 500 people on the street and say, what do you mean by achila? Or they don't ask what Lashon is. That's what Lashon Torah is. What are they talking about? Let's read the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva, Chol HaTorah Kul Kirib Shimon Sfir, right? Mechaya B'mash. Netanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Shulamak, Omer Kazayis, Elalein Korb. There is a halach l'mosh misin at Kazayis. That's not a question. It is a halach l'mosh misin about Kazayis. Rabbi Shimon could not be disagreeing with that halach l'mosh misin. But he may disagree with the application of the halach of Moshe. Now, so, Kiva, the Amma Singh, Stam Achila de Shvua. See, very careful what Rashi says here. He's Rash Stamachil Dishvua. Not Stamachil and Kol HaTorah Kula. Rashi knew as a Kazayas. So when he's interpreting Rabbi Yochanan to say Chasishir also in that Torah, nothing to do with this Machal. Achilas Torah is a Kazayas because it applies not only to Averis, it applies to Mitzvahs as well. But we have another issue. Achille and Shua, what's it talking about? B'chol shari surim nami krip shirim surilei, the omet stam achille shebechol HaTorah kol shu. He says, is he talking, what is Rabbi Kiva talking about? Achille Shua or Achille's Torah? Tain Rabbi Shimon omet kol shu, b'chol yisurim lamakas lahas Bahasra, the Lomru Kazayas, Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Hocha, Afilu Korban, the Korban Shvua, now Rashi gives, why should Korban Shvua be different than Korban Chalev? He says, Abel in Korban, the Shikas Kares, Ilka Hocha, I feel the korban, shua, alchilu shua. The game that alchilu b'kol shu, hare also asim b'shua, also b'kol shu. Shasa kol shu hechlef shua. Rashi says because if it would be a halach, he says halach moshe ni about korban. Here is also talking about korban. He says no. That korban is because of kares. What Rashi is telling us is as follows, that Isur of Kol Chalev, or let's say Chometz, Isur Ekares. They are, so according to Reb Shimon, I get Malkus of Kol Shu, but that's Achila. But Kares, I'm not Chayev until I have a full Kazayas. So I'm not Chayev Kares until I have a full Kazayas. So Beshogging, I'm not Chayev Korban until I have a full. If so, he was bothered. Maybe the same thing is true here. A carpet. He said, no, here. There it's a din in kares. Here it's a din in sheker, bitul diburo. And since achila means kol shehu according to Reb Shimon, so therefore, here too, achila is sheker already with the kol shehu. Tan Rishon, okay. But then Ulifu Gubam, Bashari Surim, Lamalkas, the Pluk Rishon Rabon. Ifugu, oh, hold your call to Rabon, the Avagav, the Ikilamema. Is the Rebbe, why did Rebbe Kiva make his point here and not in other places? He made his point here to say, even here the Rabbanon disagreed. The Abba Gav Dikalamema hold him, Pirish Shua Shlo, Ochal Kolshu, Ochal Kolshu Chai, Shari Hechel Shuos, Stam Namichai, Shesh Loma Shah Nishba ain't died to Jalachim, Shal Torah, Achaloshim and Eod, Kolshu, and his Kavan Lazaz, Mashon the Patri, because Sama ain't died to Ella Al Shir Achim. So, what do I have? I have Rashi is saying as follows. Rabbi Kiva says like this. how do we understand the Rabbanan? Rav Akiva says Rabbanan like this. You Rabbanan say Achilas Torah is Kazayas. You agree that in Lashem and Adam it is called Shah. Now, so even though you disagree with Shimon when it's Achilas Chometz, Achilas Tevela, Achilas Chelev, but at least agree here that we go by Lashon B'nai Adam. It says, no, go by Lashon Torah. So what the Gemara at this point is suggesting that Rabbi Akiva is saying to the Rabbanon, that you agree with me, that you agree that the Shitas agree in the Metzias, Achilas B'nai Adam, in Lashem B'nai Adam is called. And then now there's a Machlokas, and now, so what's his Kavana? What's his Kavana? Rabbi Osai. Guess what? We already had a Tosa says, ask him. And when Tosa said that, what's your Kavana? Ask the person. Stam Nadarim Lachma Perushal Hakal. That's the person. I, according to many Rishonim, we believe at Tamachal, we don't believe in Amaritz. Okay. So it depends. Tamachal and Amaritz. So what's this whole machlokas about? Ask the man. O Dilma, Stam Nami Chayev. Stam Nami Kimaforesh. The Misha Daito Hosu. Kolsh. Odilma says the Gemara. But Alma Karabonas for Ocha Hainu Time and Holo Mafarish Chayv. That if I said Shua Shelo Ocha Kolshahu, then certainly it says Kolsh. And here, since in Loshim and Eodim, it's that way Kolsh. So the Gemara now says maybe Rabbi Kiva agrees with Chacham. So what's the Machokas? Machlokas is, what do I go after? Lashon Torah, Lashon B'nai Adam. So, what does that mean? It's only if I say in Hebrew, if I say, sure, I will not eat this, has nothing to do with Kazakh. Right? What does eat mean in the English language? Or, what are we talking about? Came to Korban al dibur. Rashi keeps emphasizing it's on violating his language, not on the original. Al chiluf dibur. Chayav she'avza hechav dibur shenish badai to kolsho. Aristam shalok mafarish. Toshma. Rebbe Kiva omer nozis shesharapito bayayin. What did I do? I took a piece of bread, I dipped it in wine, so I have the wine absorbed, the bread absorbed the wine, and now I eat a kazayas of bread. So the kazayas that I'm eating is made up part wine, part bread. Why? Because in Yisrei Nozu we say Hetem et Tzarif Liyis. Biyayim Pas Chayim. The Hetem et Tzarif Liyis to be Yisrei Nozu. They'll feel them in Mishras. On Mishras. The Psalm Chayim. Okay. Yisav Hadar Dume Alma Kareb Shimit Tzirile. And if he said Kol Shulam, why do we need Tzirile? Okay, so that's clear. So the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Chacham at this point should be, they both say Achilas Torah is Kazayas. And Rabbi Akiva says, Rabbanon, at least I'd say in Shvuah we go out with Lashon B'nai Adam, because it is Chilav Shvuah. And you at least agree with me on why don't you agree with me? So Medaba Bevi Karba, and so the Chachamim say, go after Lashon Torah, they say, no, 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 no. Not Lashon B'nai Adam, it's a different Metzias. So what do they say? All the time, we have a Mishnah. Shua shalo ochal, the ochon avelus of trefus, shkotzen ramosim, chayef. I take a shua, I'm not going to eat today. And what do I have? I have a McDonald's hamburger, I'm chayef. Shimon Pot, Vavinimbo. So why is the shua chal on the McDonald's hamburger? It's mizmush b'yomim v'arsinai. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amri Travayim, kol dvarim hamutarim dvarim ha'asur. You know why? Because kola. And I said we're going to get to kola. Kola is going to pop up, and we have to build. We have the full sugis of kola. Kol dvarim ha'asur dvarim hamutarim. No, if he said chatzishir, ali b'drabbanan, or b'stam, ali b'drabba kiva, gamad or the modes of a kolshim. Now the ba'amak. Okay, so let us see. Kol dvarim klom im oyan nishbal in the velus levadon, ahosishua chola, avol zesha amal or ochol stam. So Rashi tells us, what is Rashi telling? Rashi says, why ain't shul chal l'kayim? As halos hasein, ain't yisul chal listen? And if kolo, it's a shaila of ain't yisul chal listen. So this, now Rashi is not talking about kolo levatalas hamitzvah. He talked about kolo lekayim es halos haseh. And that's the shayla v'yisuchalalis. It's the shayla v'yisuchalalis. So it's so therefore well the shayla will say kolo. Okay, that's a machlok. Resh Lakish Shama. What does Resh Lakish say? Time to rabbon and lav mishum kolo. Lav mishum kolo be surei shvu. In the first Resh Lakish time, look at me. Yatam otsa, she is chayv. Elo b'chatsi shir shayna mushba ola mehar sinai. Now, here you have a major, major question. Resh Lakish holds the rabbon. Says I'm not Mushma Yahar Sinai. Is it Resh Lakish Shitasa here or not? Shum Shua Machayev on the Forest Shalo Ocho Chatsi Shir. But leave the Rabbana the Masnik Dami Stam and die to Ocho. I won't eat Chatsi Zai. So now, all of a sudden, Resh Lakish is telling me that if I say I will not eat Okay, we'll stop here. All of a sudden, we have what's going to become a major headache. Is a shul chalon chasishir or shul is not chalon chasishir? Here, we'll read the Gemara. The Gemara continues. We'll read the Gemara until Mitz Hashem tomorrow, until Mesri, Shnei Konomas, Mitzar, Mitzar, Shul, Zay, Mitzar, Bil Tzivuf. And then we'll read it with Rashi. Go first with Rashi. Then we'll go through Tosas. And before we get into all the other Rishonim, the most important thing to do is see the Chiddushi Haran, and then the Ran on the Rif here, and then we'll get into the other Rishonim as well. And now we're going to have to explore what is the idea of Chatzishir. Because the Ramban, among other Rishonim, says, if I say Shur Shul Ochel Kikilze, Shur Shul Ochel, Bos, Asrin, there is no Chatzis Shirin. If I say Shur Shul Ochel Nevela, Chatzis Shir of Nevela is still a Nevela. But if the issue is because of Sheker, so, as and my Diba was a Kazayas, so Chatzis is not Chala Sheker. There's nothing to do with it. And the Ran in Chadushim says, the Rambam is wrong, who says there is Chatzis Shir. And in, on the Rif, he's Mazbe Chatzis Shir in a different way. Take a look also on the Isur, Machlokes Rambam and Ramban, Lo Sikruvu Lagalos Erva. Sikruvu Lagalos Erva, Rambam's. Ramban says maybe it's because of Chatzis Shir. He's trying to tell us something very important about Chatzis Shir. Okay, Mitzvah Shembli Neder will continue tomorrow.